You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 202. Without a vision, you will perish. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we have a message from Spirit that will inspire you to reach for more in your life and to believe that anything is possible. But before we get into our message today, I want to say congratulations to our newest lightworker, Veronica Garcia from Texas. Welcome to the family, Veronica, and we are so happy to have you join Awaken the Healing Ministries. I learned something very interesting from Veronica during her interview. What she said to me actually sparked our discussion for today's show. She told me that whenever she would hear me talk about the lightworkers on the podcast, she would get very excited, but then she would say to herself that she wished she could be one of them. But in her mind, that was for someone else, not for her. She didn't see herself as a lightworker. As she continued to listen to the podcast, one day that all changed, and she just knew that she was supposed to be a lightworker with us. So that's how her journey began. Another thing she shared with me was that our podcast just started popping up on her phone, and she didn't know how it got there or what it was. So she erased it twice. Then when it showed up for the third time, she took a look at it and decided to listen. She told me that she was hooked after listening to the first show and that she finally realized that she was being guided to listen to it all that time. What I found interesting about that was we don't pay for any advertising, so there's no rational explanation for why the show kept popping up on her phone. Plus the fact that she said she hasn't listened to a podcast in years and she doesn't know where that app came from that it was coming up on her phone in. So why did this show keep coming up on her phone? It was Spirit, of course, guiding her here to listen. And this is happening to others, but most people don't realize that the universe is trying to communicate with them. And so they just ignore the signs and miss out on their blessings. To my surprise, I learned that a lot of people feel the same way as Veronica, that being a light worker was for someone else. And the reason people feel that way is they can't see themselves as a light worker. But this is exactly why Spirit wants us to have this talk today. Without a vision, you will perish. You have to see yourself as more than you are currently in order to manifest it. If you don't see yourself doing, being, or having more, then you can never achieve it. You have to envision it first. Because your reality is a product of your thinking. And thoughts that you keep thinking over and over again without resistance are called beliefs. And if you can't see yourself doing things differently than what you are doing now, then you will never be able to manifest that reality. It really comes down to belief in yourself and having the courage to do something new, something that may even scare you a little bit. As adults, we get so comfortable and fixed in our realities that they rarely ever change. And people who are filled with fear will never try new things because they allow their fears to control them and they feel safer in the known. But you have to be different. You can't allow yourself to be that way. Because if you want to find your soul path, you have to venture off the old one, the one that you've become used to. In order to become who you were born to be, something has to change in your life because you were born forgetting and you are not living your authentic life right now unless you are following your heart. We all have to forget when we enter the third dimension, but you're supposed to start remembering over time. The third dimension was never supposed to become a prison for the souls that come here. It was to be a challenge. But so many people are filled with fear that they never challenge themselves to remember. This life is not supposed to be stagnant. It's supposed to be expansive. but you have to desire the expansion in order for that to begin to manifest in your life. Your physical body stops growing around the age of 18 for most people, but your spirit continues to grow and expand. Many are simply not aware of that growth. And so when they begin to change, when their personality begins to change, it looks like something may be going wrong. People believe that they are supposed to stay the same all of their life, but you must change in order to grow, because you are moving from your ego or your personality into your higher self. And your ego can be thought of as your childlike personality, which is different than your higher self. So when you're growing spiritually, these two personalities look nothing alike. And of course, you would think that as a child, you would be very different than you are as an adult. So of course, to everyone around you, you will seem very different as you begin to integrate with your higher self. You have to see change as the way to manifest your best self. The universe is always trying to guide you to where you truly want to be, but you have to become aware of the little nudges when they come. And this is why we did the series on the secret messages of the universe early in our podcast, to make you more aware of how the universe tries to communicate with you. Just like with Veronica, with the podcast popping up on her phone. That's a perfect example. When you get on this path, strange things start to happen. And many of you found the path because something strange did happen. So many of you are probably experiencing this right now. They're not bad things, just things out of the normal. And you really begin to interact with something that is unseen. To some, this may seem a bit scary because they've never experienced anything like it before. But I'm here to tell you that it's very normal and it's nothing to be afraid of. You are now becoming aware of your higher self and your spiritual team that you have in the unseen world. You are not here alone. You have a lot of help on the other side, behind the veil. Because you knew before you were born into this dimension that you would have to forget everything. And so you made agreements with other spirits to assist you in your awakening process on this side. And they are there to help you remember yourself. You can refer to this team as your dream team or as your guides, however you choose to call them. They are there to help you manifest what you were born to do on this side. And many times they speak to you through your dreams. And this is very real. They come to you through your dreams most times because in your conscious state, you have too much fear. So it's easier to begin to communicate with you in your dream state. There is so much that you need to be aware of and to remember about yourself. And this is why we have the classes. Spirit guided me to create the natural healing classes and now the light worker classes because it's going to assist you in your awakening process. I knew that I had to create these online classes since the podcast started. And that was in September of 2015, which is now 5 years ago. But it wasn't until last year that I was able to start the level one natural healing classes. And now a year later, we will be starting the level two and the lightworker classes. So because everything takes time, it didn't happen overnight. You have to be patient and you have to have a vision of what you're working toward. It wouldn't have manifested if I didn't have that vision. So it's part of the journey because manifestation takes time. And I'm sharing all of this with you because so many of you have been guided to this show for a reason. And if you don't start listening to your inner guidance, then nothing will ever change in your life. This is why Spirit tells us that without a greater vision for our lives, you will perish. You have to see yourself as more than you currently are. You are so much more than who you have been taught that you are. You are a great being of light who came to this planet to assist in the awakening process of humanity. But if you never wake up to that, even though you feel it in your heart and in your spirit, you will never become that. You have to start listening. But first, you have to get out of your own way. You have to heal your personal dramas. You must heal your life in order to assist humanity. And that's actually what the classes help you to do. It doesn't mean that your life has to be already healed before you start on the journey. It just means that you're ready now to heal your personal dramas and to grow beyond the things that have kept you stagnant. The classes will give you knowledge and tools to help you in your life, things that you can use to help heal your life and to help you grow. And of course, you are always encouraged to continue to study on your own because Spirit will guide you to more information to assist you personally. All that I can tell you is that everyone who is now a light worker with Awaken the Healing Ministries started out just like you, listening to the show, and then they had enough courage to sign up for a class. And that's all it takes. And from that point, they knew that this was what they were supposed to be doing. The knowledge will help transform your life if you put it into practice. You will become a different person, a better version of you. And that process of expansion will continue for the rest of your life as long as you stay on the path. You must remember that you can't help anyone else until you help yourself. The journey starts with you, but you have to have a greater vision for your life, for your purpose. You didn't come here just to work somebody's job. You came here to assist in the awakening and the healing of humanity. And we can't do this work without people. And those people are everyday people just like you. The only difference is they now see themselves in a greater light. And they know that their life has a greater purpose. I honor everyone who has become a light worker with Awaken the Healing Ministries because the first step is always the hardest. They had to have the courage to step out of their known worlds and to venture into the unknown. They are ready for a faith walk, and that takes a lot of courage. But we are all in this together. None of us can see where this path is going. But we all have to have the faith. My life just keeps getting better and better since I took a huge leap of faith to publish my book and to start this podcast. My life has not been the same since. I promise you, it has been an adventure and a very exciting one. Spirit wants me to share an experience I had with you when I was facing my fears. And Spirit was guiding me to have my book published. I was paralyzed with fear over the thought of releasing my book, Doors of Light, in early 2015. The book was ready, and I had found a publisher in England who was very excited to publish the book for me. Spirit had led me to this publisher, and they accepted my book quickly. So I should have been very excited at the time, and a part of me was, but I began to experience great fear, and I didn't know where the fear was coming from and why I was so afraid to have my book published. But now I do understand where that fear came from. But one day, I was meditating, and Spirit gave me a vision. I was lying on my bed, meditating, and all of a sudden, I found myself on the side of a cliff. I could literally feel the cold stone under my body. And as I sat up and looked around in total disbelief, my heart began to break because everything I knew was gone. It all felt like a dream. And the life that I'd known up to that moment was no more. It appeared as though I'd been sleeping on the side of this cliff, way up high on the side of a mountain. And when I sat up to look around, I saw someone asleep in front of me. They were laying in the same position that I'd been laying on that same plateau. And then I looked behind me, and there was another person sleeping. It appeared that all three of us were there alone, sleeping on the side of a very narrow edge of a mountain. The edge was just wide enough for us to lay flat on our backs. And in that moment, my heart began to break, and I wanted to cry. Because my children, my grandson, and everyone I loved were gone. And I was in total disbelief that all that I remembered was just a dream. And now I was here on the side of this mountain, on this cliff, totally confused. And I had no idea where I was and how long I'd been sleeping. We were so far up that I couldn't even see the ground. Then I looked down at my body and my arms were wings like an eagle. I gasped and said, "Oh my God, I'm a bird." But only my arms were gone and wings were in their place. The rest of my body was human. And then I saw a few others, about 9 or 10 others that looked like me flying nearby. And they seemed to be playing with each other. So very happy, just doing cartwheels in the air and laughing. And then one of them saw me sitting up. And I could tell that she knew that I was terrified and confused. So she flew over to me and she looked me right in the eye and said, "Don't worry, I'm going to help you remember how to fly." And at that moment, I was back in my bed. I sat up immediately and started crying. I cried for several hours that day because I was so grateful to be back in my body and in the life that I knew. I felt like I was given another chance to live this life and to live it to the fullest. As I came back into my body, I heard Spirit say to me, "No one can overcome your fears but you. Only you can step out on faith and believe that you can fly." And then the voice was gone. I knew that I had to allow my book to be published. And I also knew that I had to create this podcast when it was time. I knew that Spirit was showing me another reality, another dimension, and I was really, really there. I could feel the cold stone under my body and the cool wind blowing on my face. That mountain was very real, and it was just as solid as this reality, and I've never forgotten that. I've been so grateful ever since to have another chance to do what I was born to do. And this is why you have this show. I'm only sharing this with you because Spirit told me to. And I know that some of you need to hear this because some of you have been facing your own fears on stepping out and doing your light work on this planet. So I'm here to tell you what I had to face, and that we all have to face our fears to do what we were born to do. We have to have faith and belief in ourselves and in our spirit family to help us on this journey. You need to have a greater vision of who you are and what it is that you have come to do. Otherwise, you will perish in a life that feels like a prison, because you're not living your soul purpose. It's time to wake up, to take the next step. If you feel the calling in your heart to join us to transform this world, then we invite you to join our light family and to transform your own life first. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.